Jasher chapter 13. And Terah took his son Abram, and his grandson Lot, the son of Haran, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, the wife of his son Abram, and all the souls of his household, and went with them from Ur-Kasdim to go to the land of Canaan. And when they came as far as the land of Haran, they remained there, for it was exceedingly good land for pasture, and of sufficient extent for those who accompanied them. And the people of the land of Haran saw that Abram was good and upright with God and men, and that the Lord his God was with him. And some of the people of the land of Haran came and joined Abram. And he taught them the instruction of the Lord and his ways. And these men remained with Abram in his house, and they adhered to him. And Abram remained in the land 3 years. And at the expiration of 3 years, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am the Lord who brought thee forth from Ur-Kasdim and delivered thee from the hands of all thine enemies. And now therefore, if thou wilt hearken to my voice and keep my commandments, my statutes, and my laws, then will I cause thy enemies to fall before thee. And I will multiply thy seed like the stars of heaven, and I will send my blessing upon all the works of thy hands, and thou shalt lack nothing. Arise now, take thy wife and all belonging to thee, and go to the land of Canaan, and remain there, and I will there be unto thee for a God, and I will bless thee. And Abram rose, and took his wife and all belonging to him, and he went to the land of Canaan, as the Lord had told him. And Abram was 50 years old when he went from Haran. And Abram came to the land of Canaan and dwelt in the midst of the city. And he there pitched his tent amongst the children of Canaan, inhabitants of the land. And the Lord appeared to Abram when he came to the land of Canaan and said to him, This is the land which I gave unto thee and to thy seed after thee forever. And I will make thy seed like the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed for an inheritance all the lands which thou seest. And Abram built an altar in the place where God had spoken to him. And Abram there called upon the name of the Lord. At that time, at the end of 3 years of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, in that year Noah died, which was the 58th year of the life of Abram. And all the days that Noah lived were 950 years, and he died. And Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, he, his wife, and all belonging to him, and all those that accompanied him, together with those that joined him from the people of the land. But Nahor, Abram's brother, and Terah his father, and Lot, the son of Haran, and all belonging to them, dwelt in Haran. In the 5th year of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all the cities of the plain, revolted from the power of Chedorlaomer, king of Elam. For all the kings of the cities of the plain had served Chedorlaomer for 12 years and given him a yearly tax, but in those days, in the 13th year, they rebelled against him. And in the 10th year of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, there was war between Nimrod, king of Shinar, and Chedorlaomer, king of Elam. And Nimrod came to fight with Chedorlaomer and to subdue him. For Chedorlaomer was at that time one of the princes of the hosts of Nimrod. And when all the people at the tower were dispersed, and those that remained were also scattered upon the face of the earth, Chedorlaomer went to the land of Elam and reigned over it, and rebelled against his lord. And in those days, when Nimrod saw that the cities of the plain had rebelled, he came with pride and anger to war with Chedorlaomer. And Nimrod assembled all his princes and subjects, about 700,000 men, and went against Chedorlaomer. And Chedorlaomer went out to meet him with 5,000 men. And they prepared for battle in the valley of Babel, which is between Elam and Shinar. And all those kings fought there. And Nimrod and his people were smitten before the people of Chedorlaomer. And there fell from Nimrod's men about 600,000 7,000. And Mardon, the king's son, fell amongst them. And Nimrod fled and returned in shame and disgrace to his land. And he was under subjection to Chedorlaomer for a long time. And Chedorlaomer returned to his land and sent princes of his host to the kings that dwelt around him, to Arioch, king of Elasa, and to Tidal, king of Goyim, and made a covenant with them. And they were all obedient to his commands. And it was in the 15th year of Abram's dwelling in the land of Canaan, which is the 70th year of the life of Abram. And the Lord appeared to Abram in that year, and he said to him, I am the Lord who brought thee out from Ur-Kasdim to give thee this land for an inheritance. Now therefore, walk before me, and be perfect, and keep my commands. For to thee and to thy seed I will give this land for an inheritance, from the river Mitzrayim unto the great river Euphrates. And thou shalt come to thy fathers in peace and in good age. And the fourth generation shall return here in this land, and shall inherit it forever. And Abram built an altar, and he called upon the name of the Lord who appeared to him, and he brought up sacrifices upon the altar to the Lord. At that time Abram returned and went to Haran to see his father and mother and his father's household. And Abram and his wife and all belonging to him returned to Haran. And Abram dwelt in Haran 5 years. And many of the people of Haran, about 72 men, followed Abram. And Abram taught them the instruction of the Lord and his ways, and he taught them to know the Lord. In those days, the Lord appeared to Abram in Haran, and he said to him, Behold, I spoke unto thee these 20 years back, saying, Go forth from thy land and from thy birthplace and from thy father's house to the land which I have shown thee, to give it to thee and to thy children. For there in that land will I bless thee and make thee a great nation and make thy name great. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now therefore arise, go forth from this place. Thou, thy wife, and all belonging to thee, also everyone born in thy house, and all the souls thou hast made in Haran, and bring them out with thee from here, and rise to return to the land of Canaan. And Abram arose, and took his wife Sarai, and all belonging to him, and all that were born to him in his house, and the souls which they had made in Haran. And they came out to go to the land of Canaan. And Abram went and returned to the land of Canaan, according to the word of the Lord. And Lot, the son of his brother Haran, went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he went forth from Haran to return to the land of Canaan. And he came to the land of Canaan, according to the word of the Lord to Abram. And he pitched his tent, and he dwelt in the plain of Mamre. And with him was Lot, his brother's son, and all belonging to him. And the Lord again appeared to Abram and said, To thy seed will I give this land. And he there built an altar to the Lord who appeared to him, which is still to this day in the plains of Mamre.